our circumstances do not define our well-being. Who we are in God defines our well-being. That's what it means to hang on to our joy. That's why it's so important.
This is Straight Talk.
Good day, friends. Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. Straightforward, biblical teaching about things that matter. My name's Joshua Halleck. I'm your host. I'm here today with author and senior pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church here in Chicago. Pastor Mark, thank you for this message series titled Facing Your Feelings. It has been incredible. So many people have been helped. And we're just looking at the power of God's Word to deal with the inside stuff that's affecting our outside stuff. And today's message you've titled Handling Hurt. Handling Hurt. And I don't know if anybody out there has ever been hurt before, but this is good stuff.
You were probably hurt this morning before you left the house because hurt happens all of the time. But you know, Joshua, what I've realized is that in my own life and in counseling people is that hurt people tend to interpret every single word spoken to them through the distorted interpreter of the language called pain. So even if someone didn't mean anything bad by what they said, if you're hurt, you interpret it through pain. And so there's a lot of people out there interpreting the whole world as though the world is against them because they haven't quite dealt with that hurt inside.
Are you going to help us through that today? This is part two.
And we're going to be talking about, really, in part two of this message, of how to allow the grace of God to overcome judgment in our life, how to choose grace over judgment, and how to choose release over bitterness. I think our listeners have a choice here. If you're hurt, you can choose to grab a root of bitterness that will infect you, or you can choose to learn what it means to really release that today.
I think there's people listening here. God has divinely put this radio program on at this moment in your life because he wants to speak to you about an issue in your life. This is Handling Hurt from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 through 15.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And so you start celebrating. You develop this rejoice in the Lord always. And by the way, the key word here is how do we rejoice? We rejoice in what? In the Lord. The great thing about the Lord is God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't have to wake up and say, well, God, how you feeling? No, he's feeling great. God is good today. God is faithful today. God is in control today. God is sovereign today. God is full of mercy today. God is full of loving kindness today. God is still forgiving and loving and powerful today. And so we rejoice in God in the midst of our circumstances because our circumstances do not define our well-being. Who we are in God defines our well-being. That's what it means to hang on to our joy. That's why it's so important to get into the Word every day. The first thing you do when you get up, get into the Word so you're grounded in who God is. That's why praise is so important and thanksgiving is so important because you're setting your life to the default mode of rejoicing. You know, I have a smartphone. It's not that smart, by the way, let me tell you. Especially Siri's not that smart. You know, Siri's the voice command on an iPhone. And I say, Siri, call Dee Dee. Did you say call Ditto? No, Dee Dee. Did you see Day I? It cannot understand. It needs an interpreter. It's not that smart. But there's a mode if you want to put a phone on a default mode, you can select the picture you want to be the background of all that you do. It's sort of the background picture. You can select what picture that is. And it's the default picture. And so whenever the phone is on idle or whenever it goes back to the basic mode, it goes back to that picture that you've set. I have the choice to choose what picture I put in the background. It's my choice. I believe it's the same with our life, that you have the choice to put your life in the default mode of rejoicing. It's your choice. You can choose what background you put in. Some of us put the background of depression, criticism, negativity, and some of us choose the default mode of rejoicing. And that's what I'm challenging you to do. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Number two, not only do we celebrate, number two, we yield. Choose an attitude of relational flexibility. Notice what he says next. He says, let your gentleness or moderation be evident to all. I'm talking about how to hold on to your joy and not spiral out into anxiety. Let your gentleness be evident to all. That word gentleness really is the word to yield. It indicates a readiness to listen and to reason, a yielding that does not retaliate. One of the biggest areas that sucks away our joy is relational conflict. One of the areas that takes away most of our joy is when we are at odds with another individual, when we are fighting with our spouse, when we are arguing with a son or daughter, when we are in conflict with a coworker. It's really hard to keep our joy when we're fighting with someone else. How about it? And so what the Apostle Paul says, I believe that conflicts and fighting are inevitable. And maybe you're here today as a mother and there's a sadness in your soul because there's a son or daughter that you haven't spoken to in a while because there is a strained relationship. But what the Apostle Paul tells us is that we are to choose an attitude of yielding. And by an attitude of yielding, it means that it is stubbornness oftentimes in our life that makes us want our way and never to yield to anybody else. And it's stubbornness in our life that says, no, it's my way or no way. And what the Apostle Paul is saying is in our relationships, there needs to be a degree of yielding and flexibility. In our driving, it's that way. Have you ever driven up to a four-lane intersection and there's a sign that says yield? Do you know what that means? Or, no, Pastor, I thought it meant just go right through as fast as you can. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that if there's someone else in the intersection before you, that you are to pause and let that other person go first. You are yielding. Am I the only person that's hard to do? If I get there at the same time another car, I always figure, I think I was a little ahead of you. And I want to go first. It's hard to yield because in yielding, you're simply telling someone else, go ahead, you can go first. And what the Apostle Paul is saying is that some of us have lost our joy because we're so stubborn and unyielding in our relationships that it's causing, we're inflexible and it's causing relational conflict in everything that we do. And so it's very difficult to keep our energy and joy when it's all being drained on fighting. So learn the power of being able to yield in our relationships instead of being rigid and unbending in our relationships. Some of you are here and you're still waiting for someone to apologize. And they're waiting for you to apologize. And you're thinking, I'll be fine with them as soon as I get that apology. Everything's good. All I need is an apology. And they're thinking, yeah, all I need is an apology. And you both are so stubborn that you're not talking to each other, not conversing with one another, because you're waiting for that apology to come. You're unyielding instead of someone breaking the ice and say, you know what? I'm sorry. That was a misunderstanding, or that was difficult, or you hurt me, or whatever it was. You talk it through, but some of us are unyielding in our approach, and it drains our joy. Number three. I'm talking about how to hang on to our joy. Number one, you need to learn to celebrate often. Rejoice in the Lord always. Number two, you need to yield in your relationship and deal with relational conflict. Number three, I love what the apostle says. He says, the Lord is near. Zoom out. In other words, we need to live with a sense of the nearness of God. A lot of us lose our joy because we have a photo that's cropped in too close. And in order to understand life, we have to zoom out to understand life from a bigger perspective. we live in a day where selfies are all the craze. And there's a selfie for this and a selfie for that and a selfie for the other. And here's a selfie, there's a selfie, everywhere there's a selfie. And here's the thing about a selfie. The selfie is mainly it catches you in the moment, but we don't always see what's around you. It's just you in the moment and usually in a happy moment, right? We don't catch all the sad moments, but it's usually you in the moment. But here's the thing. Many of us catch ourselves in the moment, but we don't see the bigger picture of what's around us. And what the Apostle Paul is saying is that the Lord is near. Be aware that he's coming again. Be aware that he's near. Be aware that God is not far off. Many of us have a picture of life, and it's us in our trouble, but we haven't zoomed out enough to see God in the midst of our picture as well. We don't live with this sense that God is close to our problem, that God is involved in our issues. Our picture only catches us in our problem, but our picture doesn't zoom out enough to catch God in the midst of our problem as well. You see, the only way to maintain joy in the middle of our circumstances, if we have to, is to zoom out and realize that God has a purpose and a plan that's bigger than our immediate obstacle or trial. That's what James tells us. That in the middle of your trial, consider it pure joy because God has a purpose and a plan. Zoom out. God is not finished. Oh, I know you feel bad right now. I know you feel like this is never going to end. I know you feel stressed about it. I know there's anxiety in your soul, but zoom out a little bit. There will be an end to this trial. Zoom out a little bit. God has a purpose and a plan for you in the midst of this trial. Zoom out a little bit. Catch the face of God and the hand of God in the middle of your trial, right beside you, not abandoning you, but walking through the trial with you. I know I'm preaching to myself today, but that's okay. You see, there's a power to remember when we remember that the Lord is near. I don't know what you're going through today. You may be here on a day that's supposed to be a day of celebration and have deep sadness of your soul.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Hanging On to Your Joy, which is from Pastor Mark's series called Facing Your Feelings. After the broadcast tonight, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Hanging On to Your Joy.
There are some of you here that have lost a mother recently in the last few years, and to you, it's a sad day. It's a day of feeling like that supporter that was beside you, that person that believed in you, is no longer here. Maybe it's a sad day because in a day where you're supposed to be celebrating your mother, you realize that you've had almost no relationship with your mother, and that there's a broken, dysfunctional relationship there. Maybe you're here and you are struggling with infertility issues, and it's been your desire to be a mother. But after one more miscarriage, it's just the loneliness, the disappointment, the God, when, why can't I be a mother? So I know that Mother's Day is not a great celebratory day for everybody. But can I tell you this, in the middle of this difficult time where you're trying to hang on to your joy, I want you to remember that no matter how difficult it is, no matter how challenging it is, the Apostle Paul says, the Lord is near. I want you to remember that. I want you just to sigh deeply, breathe deeply, and say, God, yes, you are near. Because when life overwhelms us is when we forget the nearness of God. When life becomes challenging is when we forget that he is here, that he's sovereign, that he cares, that he's walking beside us, that he has power. It's when we've cropped the picture so close that we don't see God that life becomes overwhelming. Number 4. So not only celebrate, yield, zoom out, And then number four, it seems simple, but it's very powerful. Learn to pray. Practice stress-releasing, thanksgiving-filled prayer. Look what he says in verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which is incomprehensible, that your mind cannot even begin to grasp, it will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, he's telling us that we have to learn to pray, but not pray anyway, pray a certain way, if we're going to hang on to our joy. How do we pray? Well, he says, look at what he says. He says, don't be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, by prayer, prayer is you talking to God, and petition, that means that you get specific with God about what you want. And then he says, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So it's prayer, petition, and thanksgiving wrapped up, and you present it to God. So you are praying, conversing with God. We have to start there because so many of us don't converse with God. You don't realize that he's near, and so you're not involving God in the picture of things. And so to pray means that you learn what it means not just to recite a prayer that you learned in Sunday school or catechism, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's a prayer, but it's not praying. You need to learn to talk to God on a regular basis as you go about your day, as you're engaged in things. You wake up in the morning. I do this on a regular basis. I wake up in the morning and whisper, good morning, Lord. Let's tackle this day. And I want to hear from God. And I get into my Bible right away because I want the Word of God to speak to my heart on a regular basis. And throughout the day, you should be conversing with God. You should be talking to God on a regular basis. And as you are talking to God, he says, bring specific requests before him, petitions before him. God has a will, and he knows what his will is. But he also encourages us to come before him boldly with what we desire. Now, we always default to God because his will is bigger than our will. How about it? Yeah. But you don't just get up and say, Lord, whatever you want, whatever you want, whatever you want. No, he wants to know what you want. I have conversations with my wife, and she'll say, where do you want to go for lunch? Now, I've discovered over the years that she wants me to give her options, really, but she knows where she wants. She just kind of wants to eliminate things. So I'll say, why don't we go that? No, that's a little too far. How about this? Nah, the food's a little greasy. How about, so I'm just kind of her option boy. You know, I'm giving her options so she can eliminate them away. But in her heart, she already knows what, and I like that. It's okay. I always say, well, where do you want to go? And I believe that before God, listen, God has a will. God knows what he wants, but God wants to hear what we want as well. God wants you to say, Lord, this is important to me. I bring it before you. His will trump your will, but there's something about a persistent desire before God where we come and say, God, I'm going to press in until you show me otherwise. And so you bring petition before him, and here's the key ingredient that so many of us lack. He says, prayer, petition, with what? Thanksgiving. Now, you're not thanking God after you get your petition. You're thanking God while you're giving him the petition. You're saying, well, why should I thank God while I'm giving him my petition? Because what you're saying to God is, God, I trust you so much that I'm thanking you in advance that you're hearing me. I'm thanking you in advance that you have a solution. I'm blessing you and praising you even before I see an answer come my way, that you're on the throne, you're high and lifted up, that I'm not in this alone, that you have a purpose and a plan and a way. So I'm thanking you, God. There's something powerful. That's the way you keep your joy. You learn to keep your joy because you're thanking God in the midst of it, that He is involved, that God does have a plan. You're in a praise and thanksgiving mode, even as you're wrestling with something that you don't have, or something that you really want, or something that's burdening your soul. You're thanking Him. How many of you know that God doesn't just want you to complain about your prodigal son? Oh, Lord, this boy, he's such a mess. Oh, God, please change him. He's got so much potential that's being wasted. Oh, Lord. He could be doing so much more. His heart's so hard. He's making so bad decisions. Ah. When he walks in the door next time, you're like, ah, there he is. There's something that happens when you bring petition, but then you say, but I'm wrapping this in thanksgiving, God. So I don't end just saying what I need and what I lack and what is on my heart and what's burdening me. I don't end in burden. I end in thanksgiving. And I may say, yeah, this boy is not doing right. He has a long way to go. But then I switch and I say, but thank you, God, that you gave me this son when he was just a baby. Thank you that we prayed over him. Thank you that he has a call and a destiny and a purpose. Thank you that although I can't always get a hold of him 24 hours a day, Holy Spirit, you speak into his life. Thank you that thank you, God, that I'm not in control of his life, but you are, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you reach him in places that I could never reach him at. Thank you that you bring people into his life that could speak to him like I can't speak to him. Thank you, Father, that I dedicated him to him, prayed over him, and believe, God, that you have a purpose and a destiny for their life. And I will thank you and praise you until I see that fulfilled in their life. Now, that changes. And next time your son walks into your house, you're not, oh, hello, son. You're like, hey, son, how you doing? Woo, let me give you a hug. Because you're already thanking God for what you believe into their life and into their destiny. And the Bible says when you give God petitions that way, the peace of God, that shalom of God that is incomprehensible, that your mind cannot grasp, but your heart can experience. That your mind says, why are you so full of peace when you should be really upset right now? The peace of God that passes all understanding guards your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. See, what you find yourself doing is hanging on to the joy, the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says, for God, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. When you walk in the Spirit, part of the characteristic of walking in the Spirit, of being a follower of Jesus, is that we experience and walk with joy in our life. I'm going to pray over the mothers today. And here's what I want to say, Mom. There are some of you moms that have lost your energy. You've lost your fight. Because you've lost your joy. Scripture says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lose joy, lose strength. So you're just surviving in life. But the will to fight, the faith for your family, for your future, engaging in your gifting and in your calling, that's gone. You're just surviving, making it through one more day. Because joy is gone. Some of you need to reach back and say, I'm gonna do this with joy. Well, life may be tough right now, but I'm gonna step through my tough valley with joy. I'm gonna choose to rejoice. I'm gonna operate in thanksgiving. I'm gonna know that God is near. I'm not gonna be fighting all the time. I'm gonna learn to yield, but I'm gonna walk with the joy of God in my life.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Facing Your Feelings, and tonight was the second half of his message called Hanging On to Your Joy. This concludes our series. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find helpful tools that will help you in your walk with God. If you prefer to have a CD of the message, please contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's first book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations throughout Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you. Well, that's it for us here at Straight Talk. And on behalf of Pastor Mark, Josh, and myself, thank you so much for listening. Please do join us tomorrow as we start a brand new series. Have a great night, and God bless.